From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that the owners of the West Taconic Diner are planning to take down their neon sign depicting a Native American chief. According to a letter on display at the diner from the owners, and I quote, "We feel it's time to reconsider our usage of the image. We know that people are not caricatures, and we don't want to use people's image without their input or consent," end quote. The neon sign includes a Mohican tribal chief wearing a Great Plains-style headdress. The owners say they are talking to the local Forge Project and the Stockbridge Munsee Mohican Nation of Wisconsin about the sign. The Forge Project is a Columbia County-based Native-led art initiative, and they released a statement saying, and I quote, "Forge Project supports this decision and hopes that other businesses in the region will look to West Taconic Diner as a model for rethinking the types of images circulated of Native people and not spreading false and harmful stereotypes," end quote. Jake Malone of Taconic disagreed, saying, and I quote, "Why go and tamper with things? The sign has been up since I was a kid. I don't understand why they want to change it now," end quote. Others agreed. Robert Barnes of Columbia County said, and I quote, "Everything can't stay the same forever. Change is important. You have to move with the times or get left in the past. I don't have an issue with the sign coming down, and those who have a problem just have to deal with it. I'm not going to stop coming to the diner because of the sign. That's so stupid," end quote. The diner is on Route 82 at the exit of the Taconic Parkway. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Corey Bortnick reports for New York State of Politics that the third recreational cannabis dispensary outside of New York City opened April 1st in Schenectady. Now more than 2 years after cannabis was legalized in New York, the only upstate locations for legal sales are in Binghamton, Ithaca, and now Schenectady. But that will change soon. A lawsuit had been blocking cannabis stores opening in the Mid-Hudson region and four other areas of the state, but that was reversed for all but the Finger Lakes region last week, clearing the way for local stores to open. Chris Alexander, the executive director of the Office of Cannabis Management, would not say much about when the cannabis stores will open in the Hudson Valley.
We are happy that this past week the court has allowed the program to move forward, licensing to be issued in Western New York, in Syracuse, Central New York, the Hudson Valley, as well as in Brooklyn. We have, as a state, made the commitment to go out and identify locations for licensees and secure those locations on their behalf. But we do know that folks have been itching to get going, and so there's also the option for folks to bring their own location. We'll have a hybrid of some moving quickly and some taking a bit more time, but either way, we'll have dispensaries open in those places.
Read the full story at New York State of Politics. Jamal Cutler reports in the Columbia Green Media that the Friends of Oakdale Lake Group is in its third stage to stop the growth of unwanted vegetation in the Hudson water body. Hudson Youth Center Director Liz York is happy about the work because young people use the lake every summer. She said, and I quote, "I'm always grateful to Friends of Oakdale Lake. They do a lot of hard work to improve the quality and presentation of Oakdale, and I'm grateful to them, and I'm excited to see how this works out," end quote. People walking around the lake with their dog, such as Reggie James, are happy too, saying, and I quote, "My children and I use this lake a lot during the summer. We go swimming while my wife goes hiking on the trails. This lake is one of the highlights of Columbia County, and I hope my family and other families get to enjoy the water and the scenery as much as I do," end quote. Friends of Oakdale Lake first harvested submerged vegetation and then used an air diffuser to keep the water clean, odor-free, and reduce ice formation. Now they are adding barley straw in small nets or stockings to control excessive algae growth. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.